For survivors of the tsunami, coping with the death and with the dead is often overwhelming. In Thailand, however, many Buddhist monks have trained in corpse meditation as a way to focus on the transitory nature of life. That training is proving to be critical at this time as Buddhist temples or wats cremate many of the tsunami victims. Joining us now is Richard Ehrlich of the Washington Times. He's their correspondent based in Bangkok, and he joins us now from a hotel room in Phuket, Thailand. Good to have you on Talk of the Nation. I know it's very late. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's good to be here, yes.
You've just written an article about the monks and corpse meditation. Can you give us a little bit more about what that is?
Well, Buddhist monks here in Thailand practice something unusual. It's called corpse meditation or corpse reflection. When they look at photographs of dead people, these are news photographs, pictures out of autopsies, showing victims that are cut up or bloated, actual news photos, just like you'd see in a publication, though most wouldn't be published in magazines or newspapers you'd be looking at. And they study these, reflect on them for years and years and years, when they're eating dinner or just having a session during the afternoon. And this is to see the transitory nature of life, that when you look at a person, they're not only the beautiful person you might see when you're talking to them, but they will be dead, their bodies will decay, and this is to help them reflect. It's kind of a visual technique, and it's very common here in Thailand. It's a tradition, and it seems to be helping them now when they're dealing with so many thousands of people that need to be cremated.
Yes, yet no picture can prepare you for the actual reality, much less the smell.
That's right. I mean, this is horrific. The smell alone is approaching these temples from a distance. It's already gagging people that are living in the neighborhood or volunteers that are coming to these places to help transfer the dead. But Buddhist wats, Buddhist temples here in Thailand, are the usual place where Thais and, in fact, a lot of foreigners are cremated. There are crematoriums in the temples. Chimneys going up behind the pointed roofs, and the villagers come, the family comes, there's a cremation that's going on, and it helps to unite the community, and it's the traditional way of disposing of the dead here in Thailand.
What is going on now when there are so many corpses?
Well, this is the problem. I mean, we've got thousands of corpses, and some of the problem is that the foreigners especially, they want these bodies to be identified. In a lot of cases, it's very, very difficult, especially bodies that have been recovered so late now. It's almost a week. It's more than a week. It's gone by. These bodies are bloated. They're in terrible condition. You can't physically tell who is who just by looking at them. So they're taking DNA samples, but they're inundated. There's not enough refrigerated trucks. There's not enough formaldehyde to preserve them. They're packing them in dry ice, stacking them under trees until they can get them into refrigerated containers, as far as the foreigners are concerned, because these people want to be shipped home. And as far as the Thais, they're cremating them according to the religious rites, giving them the blessings. There's also a after-death situation with what they believe is ghosts that might be lingering. So there's chanting and merit-making to send these people on their way so that they don't remain attached to the living or to the places that they've perished in.
We've read from Sri Lanka, accounts from Sri Lanka or even places in India where mass graves seem to be the only solution because just the overwhelming numbers. Is that proved to be the case there in Thailand?
Well, for some of the cremations, I mean, they're burning them in large quantities. You have several people being burned at a time. They were burying some people together, and then they found out recently that they're not so familiar with the exact forensic techniques that we have in the West, and that some of the bodies were not exactly identified. So now they're going to the gruesome task of having to dig up some of the bodies that they did bury. Buddhists prefer to be cremated. Muslims prefer to be buried, especially with their body all intact. foreigners usually like to have their body at least identified. A lot of cases, they want them shipped home. Embassies usually advise families that, you know, wait a minute, it's extremely expensive to ship a body home by air. There's special techniques to prevent it from exploding in the coffin, for example. And that eventually, a lot of people are convinced to cremate the bodies here and then send the ashes home.
Have you had a chance to talk with some of the monks there about their corpse meditation and whether it's proved useful to them in this crisis?
Yes, I was speaking with a bhikkhu or Buddhist monk here about corpse meditation, and he explained many of the monks bring those photos with them when they travel. They have them back in their temples. They use them, again, when they're eating or when they're sitting in sessions. And these things help them. These are years of meditation. And even if they don't use the photographs, when you become a Buddhist monk, you are already being disciplined to regard the human body as transitory. And these photographs, you could buy them in religious shops in Bangkok and elsewhere. These are shops that sell Buddhist statues, posters, literature, and there will literally be a postcard rack. And these are 8x10 photographs, extremely gruesome. Some of them are bad quality. Some are graphically beautiful out of medical books or magazines. They show human bodies in all kinds of conditions, autopsies or accidents, etc. And there will be some written passages of scripture. And the Buddhist monk that I was speaking to here about that, he said, yes, some of the monks, they like to collect a lot of these photographs to have a variety for depending upon which mood they're in or what they want to reflect on. This particular Buddhist monk, he said he had two, one of a skeleton to show that when he's talking to somebody or even himself, don't be deceived by the person's beauty or their physical outfit. Underneath, there's just skin and bones. And in fact, he said it is what. He had some what we would consider perhaps a little bit gruesome. They had a baby in a jar on public display, and they had a full skeleton on public display. And he said, this is normal in Thailand. People come to the Wat to be told life is transitory. Your nature is transitory. And in fact, there's even sort of cartoon pictures of these things. There's a poster. It's very popular. It's a man, a woman, and a little dog walking down the street. And the left half of them, you can see they're dressed in normal clothes. And the right half of them, it's a skeleton, including the little dog. You see the bones of the dog. It's to show not only is beauty skin deep, but we are skin deep.
Richard Ehrlich, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Richard Ehrlich is the Washington Times correspondent based in Bangkok, and he joined us from his hotel room in Phuket, Thailand.